Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome once again. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world and healthy aging. That song is Staying Alive. We want you to stay alive. This show is helping you age gracefully, stay young, stay beautiful, with the right supplements, foods, the right protocols, exercise, staying positive. We talk about all those things on this show. Today we've got a super show with Dr. Christine Horner, a world-class doctor. We talk about ageless beauty. We're going to talk about Ayurveda. We're going to talk about the secrets of some of the great movie stars of our time. Christine Brinkley, as celebrities, I should say. Christine Brinkley at age 62, Brad Pitt in his 50s, J-Lo in her 40s, and Kim Kardashian, I believe, is at age 35. All have done some very successful practices, including Ayurveda, to stay young, stay beautiful, and they feel great, and they are great. And you can do the same. Our doctor today is going to explain all that. But first, let me make a few announcements. This show, of course, you know it's on every Saturday. We have had some great shows the last few weeks. All women, doctors, healers, specialists, with great, great new technology, new research, new science on staying young, staying healthy, and all the many things I just mentioned, what this show is all about. We do that, so you can check the archives. Go into prn.fm and go into the Let's Create a Better World, name of the show, the date, that the show you wish. We're on Saturday, every Saturday. And then you'll be able to see on the archives the show. Our shows that we do Saturdays, like today, Saturday, February the 20th, come on usually Monday or Tuesday, the worst Wednesday. Now, we've had some problems with the station, but things have gotten much, much better, thanks to the great PRN staff, Gary Noe also. Station got hacked, and there's been problems of sorts, but most of that is out of the way. Let's hope. We need to work hard and keep this show and this station alive. It's the best. Here's the phone number to call if you want to hear the show or tell your friends. A lot of people don't have or aren't always near a laptop or computer. The phone number to call to hear the show or any show on PRN, 712-775-6850. All right. One more announcement. Sometime in March coming up, we're going to have Gerald Salante on to talk about his predictions on Trends Journal about the future of the economy, the disasters, climate change, politics, and the fact that there are many dangers in the weather, what's going to happen. Then, a week or two after that, we're going to have another predictor, world-class prediction person, Sonia Grace, who will give the other view, the optimistic view, the view of it won't be as bad as they say. There are a lot of people saying it's going to be really bad, everything. The economy is going to collapse, depression, repression. But she says it's going to be rough, yes, but it's not going to be as bad. And I have some strong opinions about that, too, with some research, science, and information from the right sources. So let's move on to our show. We have a super guest today. Dr. Christine Horner is an award-winning author. She has been studying every kind of facet you can think of, including Ayurveda, which we're going to talk about today. Her new book is about beauty and aging. I'll let her explain that. So let's introduce her and get the show going. Dr. Christine Horner, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. First, tell her, you have a great story about some things that happened to you 25 years ago and how that changed your whole... You were I didn't mention this earlier, but you were a very, very successful plastic surgeon, making a lot of money, and you gave that up. Tell us that story and just how you got into what you're into now, please.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I worked as a plastic surgeon. I'm a board-certified general surgeon as well as a plastic surgeon, and then worked as a plastic surgeon. When I went to medical school and in my training, of course, I learned nothing about health, natural health, and during the kind of early years of my plastic surgery training, plastic surgeons actually started talking about, you know, in the meetings about, geez, you know, if we actually had our patients eating better and having a healthier diet and lifestyle, the results, you know, from their cosmetic surgeries would certainly be working a whole lot better. But, you know, I didn't really learn anything, like I said, in my Western medical education. And so I actually met this gentleman who worked for the local television stations who was doing an interview with me, and he said, oh, he was a teacher of transcendental meditation for like 30 years. And he said, you know, you should really learn how to meditate. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll do that. So I learned how to do transcendental meditation, was absolutely blown away by instantly, you know, by the effects of it. And so then he said, well, you know, actually, TM is a part of a system called Ayurveda, which I'm embarrassed to say at that point in time, I had never heard of it, you know, before, even though 1/6 of the world's population uses Ayurveda as their principal form of medicine. So Ayur means life, and Veda means knowledge, so it literally means the knowledge of life. And basically, it tells us kind of all these little rules of that, kind of a guidebook, basically, for being a human being. And if you follow the rules, then your body goes into balance, and it enlivens your body's inner healing intelligence. And if you disobey those rules, then you create imbalances, and that's what eventually progresses to disease. So one of the things that Ayurveda is really well known for is their detoxification system. So, you know, again, keep in mind that 5,000 years ago is when Ayurveda began. So it's a 5,000-year-old system of medicine, which began in the Vedic culture, which is where India is, you know, right now. But 5,000 years ago, they said, you know, the human body will collect toxins in it, and even though, you know, back then they had no chemicals, everybody was, you know, by definition, you were eating organic, but just even emotional toxins would cause problems in digestion, and when you don't digest your food properly, then it can create toxins and kind of clog things in your body. So they came out with this detoxification program called Pancha Karma, and Pancha means five, and Karma means actions. And it may sound like it would be unpleasant, but it's not. You actually go to this luxurious spa-like setting where you have lots of really soothing treatments, lots of massages involved with it, steam treatments, heating treatments, and so forth. So this gentleman I met said, you know what, you need to go, like, experience Panchakarma at this clinic in Fairfield, Iowa, of all places where it was located. And I said, okay, fine. So I go there, and the first time I only spent 3 days, but after about 48 hours, I looked in the mirror, and I looked literally 10 years younger and never felt better in my life. And I thought, oh, my God, these people actually know something about health. So that's when I started just really delving in and learning everything that I could about Ayurveda and became certified in it. And then at that point, I thought, my gosh, you know, there's so many simple things that people can do that can make such a dramatic difference in their health. And I pitched the television stations in Cincinnati where I was living at the time. I'm in San Diego now, but I said, hey, let me be your on-air doctor. This is 20 years ago. talking about complementary and alternative medicine in the newscast instead of talking about, you know, a doctor talking about pharmaceutical stuff. So anyway, they went for it, and I did that for 3 years, and then it got syndicated nationwide on the Wisdom Television Network, and I was working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week to pull off doing the television and doing my practice. So, predictably, 3 years into that particular schedule, I woke up one morning and went, you know, I can't do this anymore. It's killing me, and I have no friends and no life. So that's when I decided that I was going to quit my practice and really dedicate myself full-time to teaching people about how to become and stay healthy naturally and avoid the knife, because that's, you know, really what my passion is. So that's what I've been doing ever since.
Wow, this is a great story. I love it. And I'm sure you mentioned that in your new book. We're going to talk about your new book in a few minutes. But let's get to the fact that you learned some things from being a plastic surgeon. And then how did you approach anti-aging medicine, which you got to go into that a little more.
Well, sure. I mean, really that, you know, whole episode I told you about going to that clinic, it's like, okay, now I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, all right, I look 10 years younger. But not only that, you know, I had this incredible, like, radiant, youthful glow about me. And I thought, you know, this is what my patients really want, and there's no way that you can create that working on the outside, you know, with surgery or topical chemicals or whatever. It's kind of artificially making someone feel better. And it's kind of like, well, what's the point of that if, you know, inside they're feeling, you know, run down and tired and sick?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I really understood that, you know, the best approach for having, and it's the, you know, name of my book, which is Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, and it's actually on Monday is when it's going to start to be available as a pre-order, and the release date is on March 9th, so getting real close here. But, you know, that, you know, for me, it's like, well, this is what everybody really wants as far as a physical appearance, but, you know, not only that, it's like that's the way you want to feel, too, because,
yes.
You know, in Ayurveda, they say that, you know, disease is something that's not a normal thing for us to develop. And, you know, here in the United States, we think that that is normal when you, you know, get older. And it's not surprising that people feel that way because, you know, the statistics are like 80% of people over the age of 65 have at least one chronic disorder. So it seems like it's normal that as we get older, our bodies start to kind of fall apart and we develop some of these diseases. But in Ayurveda, you know, they're very much saying, okay, the human lifespan is about 120 years in actuality, and that if you just follow some simple things, I mean, it's not like there's, you know, incredibly difficult things that you have to do in order to enjoy, you know, extraordinary health. It's just like some simple adjustments in your diet and lifestyle can cause your body to have tremendous balance. And then, as I said, one of their underlying principles of that is that what you're doing by creating balance in your body is you're enlivening that natural healing intelligence inside of you, which can keep you completely healthy and energized and vivacious, and then someday, you know, and you're over 100, you'll say, you know what, I'm ready to go, and you can just drop the body. You don't have to go through, you know, horrible illnesses and die, you know,
right.
Ugly deaths.
We're speaking to Dr. Christine Horner, a board-certified plastic surgeon who switched and got into helping people stay young, stay beautiful, stay healthy, anti-aging, Ayurveda, and many, many more. You wear so many hats. Let's talk about Ayurveda, more basic of what it is for our listeners and how and why they should take part and learn about Ayurveda or get treated for it.
Sure. So, you know, as I said, when I went through my medical training, which I had, you know, an incredibly long medical training in med school and then 5 years of general surgery training and a couple of years of plastic surgery training, but, you know, I didn't have a single course in nutrition. I learned nothing about health. I only learned how to suppress symptoms of diseases, basically, or to cut things out. So Ayurveda has all this understanding, really, of what it is to be a human being and what are the rules, you know, that we have to follow. So they call them the natural laws. And again, if you follow those natural laws, so there's things like going to bed at 10 o'clock at night and getting up at 6 o'clock. They said that 5,000 years ago that that's the optimal times to sleep, and what research now shows is that's, in fact, true. And if you go to bed after 10 o'clock, it causes severe hormonal imbalances in us, so people that stay up to midnight on a regular basis have a significant increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and many different kinds of cancers. So there's just simple, like I said, simple but powerful things that you can do. And actually, you know, we talked about some of the celebrities that are doing some of these things. So Jennifer Lopez, for instance, you know, is just unbelievably gorgeous at 46. And she says one of the secrets, you know, for her lasting beauty is getting enough sleep. You know, so, you know, definitely that's, you know, one of the pillars of health. So Ayurveda has three pillars of health they talk about. And number one is diet and digestion. They combine the two because you can eat the best diet in the world, but if you're not digesting it properly, then it doesn't do you any good. Sleep is the second pillar, and then the third pillar is lifestyle. So, you know, when you look at the things that seem to be most effective, almost invariably we find that, you know, they were based in Ayurveda, which most people don't even realize they were. So yoga, for instance, you know, too, is, you know, something that we know can be extraordinarily beneficial, not only as an exercise, but it also, you know, helps energetically with the body and helps with the blood flow to the organs. And, you know, celebrities like Christy Turlington, for instance, you know, the supermodel, is, you know, a big yoga avid fan, and she said, you know, that's something that, you know, really helps, you know, with her. Kim Kardashian, you know, talks about using mushrooms. So she uses it topically, but you can, you know, internally, taking mushrooms is something that also, you know, boosts immunity. And when we look at the kind of theories of aging, there's actually 300 different theories of aging, if you can believe that out there, but they're kind of divided up into certain categories. But one of them is that as we age, our immune system becomes less effective. It starts to break down, and our immune system is made of all these different cells that kind of circulate and look for foreign invaders and bacteria and viruses and cancer cells, and so when your immune system is healthy, it can fight off all the diseases and infections. And if your immune system becomes weakened, that's when you can, you know, start to get ill. So certain foods that you consume, like mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, they found that they're the most effective food that you can consume to help to support your immune system and keep it healthy. Now, in all practicality, you know, are you going to eat therapeutic doses of medicinal mushrooms every day? It's like, well, no. So that's when certain supplements can come into play that can be very beneficial. And so, you know, for instance, a mushroom formula that I like the best is called AHCC, which stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound. It's out of Japan, and they it's made of several different subspecies of medicinal mushrooms, but the way that they've created this formula, it absorbs into the system very rapidly and is more what we call bioavailable, so it's used better in the body than some other, you know, types of, or even eating, you know, medicinal mushrooms. But what they found is that people who take AHCC on a regular basis have a much lower incidence of all sorts of different kinds of cancers and infections, and they actually prescribe AHCC in the hospitals in Japan if you are a cancer patient because the survival statistics are so much better. And I started taking it about 3 years ago, I'd say, and you know, I've become practically an evangelist over it, because I would get a cold, and that's really a good measurement to see how, what kind of shape your immune system's in. Right. I would get a cold, you know, once or twice a year, and particularly if I was under stress or flying, which I do a lot. And ever since I started taking this, I mean, always knocking on wood on this one, I haven't been sick once. And, you know, it's, so to me, it's like a testimony about how effective it is at keeping the immune system strong. So, again, that's another a kind of really important approach to combat, you know, normal aging is you know, really keeping your immune system strong. So now we can kind of go back to Ayurveda again, because you were asking me that, you know, that question. But, you know, diet and digestion, as I said, is their kind of number one pillar. And so it makes sense, like what you put into your body is the construction materials, you know, for your body, and helps, you know, the whole physiology. So not only do they advocate doing mostly a plant-based diet, which, you know, research definitely shows that that's the healthiest type of diet that we can consume, but they also recognize that we have different body types. So it's not like a cookbook, you know, kind of approach. It's looking at you as your own kind of unique blueprint and knowing that we're not all the same. And so there's certain plants like vegetables or fruits that might be good for you based on your body type, and there's other ones that may not be. So it's, you know, really specific as far as giving you a prescription of exactly the things that you need to do to consume, the kind of lifestyle that you need to lead based specifically on your body type.
Great, great. We are speaking to Dr. Christine Horner, who, by the way, is going to be featured in an upcoming DVD film that Gary Null is putting together on health. It's going to be one of the best ever, and I'm anxious to see that. And we're talking about a lot of things. So celebrities that you've already covered pretty much, unless you have any more to say about a lot of the things that we learn and we talked about in this show is that outer beauty, a lot of it comes from what you put in your body. It's from the inside. A lot of people are brainwashed by the big corporations that you put this little cream on your face and you get better. But it works from the inside out, and as you said, Ayurveda, talk more about that. We have a lot of people that got excited when I told them this show was going to be about health and beauty, and I did a promo on it. Go into that, please.
Sure. So, you know, one of the approaches, too, is kind of look at, you know, foods that are really supercharged as far as their nutrients are concerned. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of this whole area of what we call superfoods. Mm-hmm. And Ayurveda definitely recognized those, too, where, you know, instead of eating the horrible junk foods, you know, that we consume that are very nutrient poor and calorie dense, you want to really favor these plant foods that have really are the opposite of that, where they're very nutrient dense and low in calories. And so there's certain types of plants that we've identified that have that are, you know, an enormous amount of different kinds of healing properties to them. And in my book, you know, Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, I have a whole section in there in various different superfoods. But, you know, a lot of them are these exotic plants that, you know, come from the rainforests and in Brazil and other places around the world. So, for instance, the lychee fruit, which is spelled lychee, which is in Asia, it's extremely high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, and they found, you know, when they start going through the chemistry of these various different plants, and, you know, like I said, the, you know, acai and the goji berries, all those kinds of things, when they go through the plants, they'll find that each one of them has some sort of unique little molecules in it that other plants don't have. So like lychee has something called oligonol, and it has a lot of different anti-aging properties that they found. Not only is it high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, but they also found that it's extremely protecting for your skin from ultraviolet radiation. In fact, Jennifer Lopez actually has a skincare or a fragrance thing that she puts lychee in. So adding those kinds of superfoods, and I actually do things like, I'll take supplements, but then you can also get superfoods that are in concentrated powders, you know, in various different packets that you can add to smoothies. That's one of the ways that I do it, you know, in the morning to get a significant amount of these, you know, nutrients in. Omega-3 fatty acids is another thing that I recommend everybody take, and that's something Brad Pitt, you know, talks about taking. But basically, that particular type of fat is the healthiest type of fat. The more we consume of it, the healthier we really are, and they find it has to do with the ratios of the different kinds of fats that we can consume. But I always say, you know, flaxseed oil, you can take fish oil if you want. I'm a vegetarian, so I do, you know, the flaxseed oil. But super important for your skin, for the function of all of your membranes in your body, your brain. I mean, it helps with, you know, lowering your risk of dementia and, you know, virtually every kind of chronic disease. And they also found that omega-3 fatty acids, when they tested all the different substances to see how strong of the antioxidants they were, they found that omega-3 fatty acids were the most anti-inflammatory than anything else that they ever tested. So I just think that's a really important thing to include every single day. And then some simple common things like vitamins, you know, are, you know, can be extremely important. And vitamin D, for instance, you know, there's just really been an explosion of research that's been done on vitamin D in the last, maybe 5 to 10 years at this point. And, you know, what we've discovered is that vitamin D is something that actually acts more like a hormone in our body, and it is involved in really thousands of interactions that occur in the body and also, you know, in our genes and so forth. And so they find that people who are low in vitamin D, which is extremely common, I mean, there's like statistics that maybe 80% of people are considered too low in vitamin D, they have significant increased risk of, you know, all sorts of different kinds of diseases, from heart disease to cancers to accelerated aging, dementia, you know, bone issues. I mean, you can just go on and on. So it's actually become kind of a focus of a study here, and there's a organization, I just went on their scientific advisory board, called the Organic and Natural Health Association, and they're really the leading kind of international research initiative for vitamin D right now. And so basically what they're doing is collecting data on vitamin D worldwide on people, and there's a test that's going to be available here where you can actually do it from home. You don't have to go into the doctor's office to get the test done. You can just order this kit, and you can take, you know, a little blood sample yourself and send it in. They can give you your vitamin D levels. But it's really the only way that you know what your, how much vitamin D you should be taking is based on what your vitamin D levels are. And then in this particular group, the Organic and Natural Health Association, what they're doing is collecting all this data kind of worldwide so that we can get really good information on seeing the effects of the levels of vitamin D and really how valuable it is in helping to prevent various different diseases. So right now, the experts, we used to say, you know, you should take 400 international units of vitamin D, and now we realize that that is way the heck too low, and that most people will need maybe 2,000 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D. And like I said, the only way that you really kind of know is by getting your levels checked.
That's super. We're getting a crossroads of lots of information here. For our listeners, this is Dr. Christine Horner. She's been on here once before. She's been on Gary Null's show, and she's going to be doing a DVD film on health with Gary Null. He's a group of some of Gary's staff went to San Diego to film her. They did that already, right?
Or is it, Not yet.
Good.
No, wait.
That's going to be out in a few months. And every one of Gary's DVDs, let me throw a plug in here while we got a minute. He's got a DVD called Poverty Inc., and it's won more awards than any film this past year at all the festivals, not the mainstream festivals like the Academy Awards or Golden Globes, but at the beautiful, wonderful independent ones, the progressive ones, the ones in all these exotic, great countries that are much more progressive than many people that are doing the mainstream movies. These are movies that are telling the truth and telling the stories. But anyway, I want to get into next thing I want to talk about is a support system. But first, let me tell you our philosophy and what we do on this radio show. Two of our past or current co-hosts, Dr. Sarah Larson from India, and she did a whole thing on Ayurveda. She practices it as well as other things, just like yourself, many things. And that's what I love about doctors nowadays. They're not just into one or two things, they're into a lot, which is great. But anyway, she gave her story and explained it all and talked about the merits of it, and we really loved it. It was great. And she's our friend, and we're able to confer with her and maybe even send her clients every now and then. But also another co-host that we've had is Stefan Rudolph, who is in your area, by the way. He's in, Oceanside. Yeah, he has been on the show a number of times as a co-host, and he's got a story about how he turned his life around by the power of thought, how Wayne Dyer caught him when he was an alcoholic and drinking a lot, and another gentleman named Nathan Crane, who's out there now doing a lot of shows. And the two of them were his inspiration to change his life, and he's now just he's on a roll. He's had the last few years. And so here, when I'm coming to the support system is what we use, myself and other doctors that I work with, and it was, I'm a nutritionist, and I help a lot of people. One thing that sets the outstanding doctors apart from others, in my opinion, is that they're more kinder, they're nicer, they're understanding, they listen, they look at them in the person in the eye, not like many regular doctors where you go in for 5 minutes in and out, they give you a prescription and you're gone. And these people, we like to take our time, listen to them. I have a man that we did some therapy with him, and he's not going to commit suicide anymore. Because we have other people that have changed their lives from cancer to a great life because they followed the right system, the system that we use, that Gary Null shows, that so many great things. Anyway, the support system, I'd like you to talk about how people should be treated, how you do it, about more into what I just said about the support system, but your own thoughts, please.
Sure. You know, so, I mean, it's kind of interesting because actually with my book, I did it, I laid it out kind of in a more unusual way. I mean, most people start their health books talking about, you know, diet and, you know, foods and so forth. And my first chapter is on Ayurveda, just to give you the background on it, but the second chapter in the book is about love and the power of love and relationships and in our emotions in healing. Because what the research shows is that more powerful as far as an influence on our health than diet, genetics, or even smoking are our relationships and our emotions. So even more specifically, feeling loved and supported is the most influential factor. So if you feel loved and supported, your health can be like amazingly good, even though you may not have the best diet and lifestyle. And conversely, you know, you could have the best diet and lifestyle in the world, but if you're in a toxic relationships, it's the most damaging stress on the human body. So my previous book was actually on all the things that you can do naturally for lowering your risk of developing breast cancer or successfully fighting it, because as a plastic surgeon, I was doing lots of breast reconstructive surgery and kind of getting horrified at seeing my patients get younger and younger. So anyway, that was, you know, my first book with it. And I do consultations all over the world for women that are mostly newly diagnosed breast cancer patients and looking for an integrative approach. But one of the things I always include in my consults is like, well, let's talk about your relationships. And it's amazing to me what an unbelievably influential factor that is, particularly for breast cancer, because that's, you know, considered as kind of lying over the heart area. You know, the breast tissue right. is considered fourth chakra. So it's very common for women who develop breast cancer to have had some significant stress or relationship stress is, you know, super common, a heartbreak or something. And so a lot of people who come to me are already kind of holistically bent. And it's so common for women to say to me, I don't know why I got this because, you know, I eat really well, I exercise, I'm not overweight, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, well, how are your relationships? And it's like, ooh. So knowing that that's the most influential factor on our health, like that is more important than anything else, that's why I put it way up front, you know, in the book, because, you know, that's something that we didn't really pay any attention to in the past, doctors, and I certainly wasn't trained, you know, that way in the Western medical system, and in fact, we used to think that emotions had nothing to do with physical illnesses. I mean, the only thing we really recognized was maybe stomach ulcers. Or people seemed to be nervous, you know, they got them, or people were high strung, they got heart disease or something. But otherwise, there was just no thinking about, you know, somebody's emotional life or their relationship life and what effect it can have on their health. So the fortunate thing is that now this is another area where there's just been an enormous amount of research that has been done, which is, you know, showing us that, you know, that is now the most important factor, you know, to your health. And then the other really wonderful thing is that instead of, you know, feeling like your only option to try to improve your situation is going through, you know, endless psychotherapy for years and years and years, there's all these techniques that have been designed that take advantage of the fact that you can cause painful memories or, you know, or obsessive thinking or whatever, that you can actually do these really simple techniques like tapping, or there's something called EMDR that uses your eye movement kind of back and forth, so it engages both hemispheres of the brain, and just tons of different kinds of emotional release techniques, you know, that have been designed. And again, all of them are very quick, very simple, and very easy. So you can have like radical shifts and issues that you've had as far as suppressed emotions and things like that going on almost instantaneously. So to me, it was very exciting, you know, that it can be done that easily. And we've got so many resources available now, and I go through a lot of those, you know, different resources and techniques in that chapter.
That's great. We want to bring up, discuss your contact information and your book at the very end of it. We still have another 10, 15 minutes. I want to... A lot of my people that I work with and people that were helping with their health, and myself. We want to talk about lasers because more and more people are going into that, saying that it's a better alternative to the knife and plastic surgery. I'd like to give us a comprehensive discussion about lasers. Are they good? Are they bad? And what's your total thoughts about them?
Well, that's a very broad topic. They can be used for a million different things. If we're just talking about cosmetic surgery, where we would use a laser for resurfacing,
it's just another tool.
I mean, it's a tool that we would use. Basically, all it is it's a fancy knife, or it burns, you know, too. So basically, you're just kind of burning the top layers of the skin off, and then it heals back, you know. So we used to, you know, do it with chemicals. We still can do it with chemicals, or you can do it, you know, with a laser. When we first started using it, I mean, we were having lots of issues with it, so it's not like it's this some magic thing that's so much better than, you know, like the chemicals and things that we used. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, to me, it's just another tool that we have, and the main thing that it helps with as far as facial rejuvenation is that it helps to kind of smooth out the wrinkling, because it's, like I said, it's basically burning off the top layers of the skin and allowing it, you know, to heal back. Now, we use lasers for tattoo removal, you know, too. I mean, there's so many indications. There's, you know, certain lasers that are used for getting rid of spots on the skin. So it'll be, there's like, they call it a tunable dye laser that will absorb to different frequencies. And so you can actually change the setting on the laser to have it absorb into, you know, the darker pigment, or to the pigments that are present in a tattoo, so it can, you know, hit those particular large molecules of dye and cause them to break up so that your own body will gobble up the pigment, which it normally doesn't do, which is why, you know, tattoos will last. There's also ones that absorb at a red frequency, so if you've got any kind of blood vessel kind of abnormalities where, you know, you've got a lot of redness, or we call it a hemangioma, which is like a little abnormal collection of blood vessels that can cause a little red spot there, then you can treat those with a laser that's adjusted to be to that red scale. So there's a, you know, like I said, a number of different ways that you can use them.
Okay, I have a question for you. We do have a lot of listeners because we do talk about aging, healthy aging, and longevity, and living longer and healthier. We talk a lot about that, more so than our other theme, which is let's create a better world, which is all the problems going on and the solutions. But the question I have for many of the people is, we have a lot of listeners in their baby boomers, 50s, 60s, and 70s, who want to know what, how is it different, the way you talk to them as opposed to somebody in their 30s, as far as how they can look better. No, not so much look better, just total anti-aging, starting with beauty, the face, looks, how they feel, puppy eyes. These are questions that are brought up to me, and we've discussed, we've had other people. Just give us your whole thoughts on people that are a little older than a 30-year-old, and how they go on aging and everything you do. Go ahead.
Well, you know, for me, everything starts from the inside, you know, because, again, if you're, like, incredibly healthy, it's like you're not going to have puffy eyes, and your skin's going to look radiantly beautiful, and you're not really needing to do any, you know, fancy topical care, you know, to it. So what I would recommend for a 30-year-old would be the same thing that I would recommend for somebody who's older. And, I mean, you can even see what's happened to our poor children, you know, now, where it's like, you know, they're obese, and they're getting heart disease and diabetes at early ages and stuff. So even at young ages, it's like, boy, they really need to get the information about what the basic approach is as far as, you know, really eating a whole, you know, organic plants as much as you possibly can, and getting exercise, you know, too. I mean, that we all have known that forever, you know, that that's incredibly important. And, you know, the research on exercise is showing that, you know, it's so, I mean, it's almost silly how little you need to do in order to have some remarkable improvement in your health. There was a study that was done maybe about a year ago that found that if people jogged for 5 minutes a day, that's it, 5 minutes, mm-hmm. that their risk of cardiovascular disease went down by 48%.
Wow, that's great.
Your body will respond to anything. So really, it's like the amount that you have to do is fairly little, and the more you do, the better it is. And, you know, doing brisk walking seems to be, you know, 30 minutes, you know, once a day seems to be, you know, enough to be, you know, really help to sustain your health. And then they've, you know, discovered that doing these kind of exercises that have that intermittent kind of where you're, you know, doing the high intensity kind of intermittent exercises are considered even better than, you know, say you go out for a jog for 40 minutes versus just doing 20 minutes where you're doing the interval stuff. You get actually better cardiovascular effects from it, as well as releasing more growth hormone, which is very rejuvenating. And then, you know, they've also found it burns more fat, you know, too. So we're learning, you know, some very kind of advanced ideas, you know, about exercise and the way that we can, you know, use it to support your health and losing weight and also increasing longevity. Going to bed, you know, by 10 o'clock, like I told you, there's just huge
right.
medicines, you know, within sleep, so that's incredibly important. And the detoxification we talked about, you know, earlier is just, like, to me, one of the most important things that you can do on a regular basis. And like I said, 5,000 years ago, they recognized that we should be doing it a couple of times a year, and it's like, well, we live in a way more toxic world now. So it's, to me, extremely important to do some detoxification program like Panchakarma a couple times a year so that you can get those toxins out of your body that not only lower your risk of disease, but, again, it's profoundly rejuvenating. I mean, every time that I do it, I mean, I cannot believe that my body can respond like that, and the age reversal, you know, that I see on my face when I go through, you know, even a week of it, it's astounding. So, you know, to me, that is also just absolutely crucial to any kind of rejuvenation program. And then stress. I mean, we didn't really touch on that too much, but, you know, that's another, you know, huge thing that's just incredibly aging, and, you know, we're all subjected to it all the time, so it's incredibly important to do a daily stress-reducing technique. I practice transcendental meditation that I mentioned, but, you know, other techniques that you can do, such as yoga, tai chi, qigong, you know, those kinds of things all help to train your nervous system to not be as reactive as it normally would, so you don't get as big of a surge of the stress hormones that are so damaging to us when they're chronically elevated. So that's another just unbelievably important thing to add to your routine. I don't care who you are, you know, if, as far as, you know, not only just beauty, but longevity and overall health. There was a study that was done in Canada that showed that people who practice transcendental meditation, 20 minutes twice a day, that's it, for 5 years, that they used the hospital system 50% less for every single diagnosis. So basically, it cuts your risk in half of every single chronic disease and reduces your risk of cardiovascular disease by 87%. You know, astounding,
right.
know, statistics. So, yeah, those things are really fundamental.
We're speaking to Dr. Christine Horner. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. A myriad of subjects and all around. That's what I like about you, is that you just have studied and you've learned and been in so many different facets of health and body, mind, spirit, which is all inclusive. It's all important. It's all help people. I'm glad you brought up the part about stress. And one of the things that we add to on this show is that when it comes up, because we talk a lot about thoughts in your mind, and you people that have stress and they're agitated and they're arguing and they're fighting all the time and they're negative, they don't live. They live 5-10 years less than what they should. Whereas
uh-huh.
people that are happy and peaceful and exercising and positive-minded and being around friends, social, being out in nature, being happy, they live 5-10 years longer than what they should.
Uh-huh.
Some as many as 20 years longer. It can
yeah.
be done. But the next question
right.
for you, unless you want to add on to that one, no problem. Water, alkaline water, your thoughts on water and alkaline water and just how important that is.
Sure. So, you know, the statistics are that we're, you know, kind of adult bodies, maybe 70% to 80%, you know, water. So, you know, because we're mostly water, obviously water is something that is crucially important, you know, for us, and it's totally life-sustaining. We can't last more than a few days, you know, without having it. And the water sources that we have now, unfortunately, are not the best. I mean, if you're doing municipal waters, you know, we find it's got chlorines in it as well as all sorts of pharmaceutical medications because they can't really, you know, get that out of the water and all sorts of impurities and contaminants. And so then you say, okay, then what are you going to do? So then you can do like whole house purification systems. You want to kind of avoid bottled water because, you know, a lot of it is just municipal tap water that they've, you know, put into bottles, and plus
That's
it
right.
leaches the plastic mm-hmm. chemicals into it, and then it creates all the plastic debris and so forth. So water purifiers are great, or, you know, getting these recycling bottles of the big ones that are out of the, you know, harder plastic that doesn't leach that. And as you mentioned with the alkaline water, we find that the human body, you know, the normal pH is about 7.4, and so we function better when we're slightly alkalotic. And so trying to get water that is got a pH that's in a more alkaline range, and, you know, I'm actually pretty fortunate. I live in San Diego, and there's a source here in Carlsbad that's got some fairly famous water from a well there that's called, you know, the Carlsbad water, which is an alkaline pH, you know, water. And you just go there and, you know, get your bottle filled up every week and bring
Great.
It. But the body loves it, and it works a whole lot better. You know, and I've noticed when I started drinking it, like all of a sudden it was like, wow, I'm like, you know, going to the bathroom more, my skin looks better, and, you know, and it decreases mm-hmm. inflammation, and it helps,
nice.
You know, to inhibit the growth of cancers, and yeah.
Super, super. This is great. Dr. Horner, you know, this is really a great, great show we're doing here, covering everything from A to Z. And for our listeners, this is what we've been doing over the last 5-6 weeks. And we've had nothing but females, which is great because I get along with females better than I do men, no problem. Nothing wrong with men, except that women are more compassionate, more caring. Well, you know, let me tell you, Dr. Horner, I go to a lot of functions, like I'm a dance teacher, and we're outnumbered
by women.
Oh, you
are? Like what type of dance do you teach?
Salsa.
Salsa.
But I do them all.
I take ballroom dancing lessons. I'm an addict now, so yeah.
It's addictive, which is good because it keeps you young and healthy, good for the mind, good for everything. Well, I've done ballroom, I've done swing, I've done tango. I did a lot of modern dance when I was in New York, and internationally we danced all over the place, and so I have a big background. And so dance is very important. It's a happy thing, and it's real good.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
my
is.
Point, my point is that we want to try to have, I'd like to, I'll be speaking to you again or your assistant and talking about some other things we can talk about. One of the things that I've had the last 5-6 weeks, like you, I've had all around guests, mostly female doctors, talked about everything from A to Z, from Ayurveda to yoga to the mind, the body, the spirit. Just, we did it all. And we're going to continue that because we want to help our listeners who we're adding more and more listeners that care about. We have baby boomers, people that care about themselves and want to change their lives, because too many people for many years have gone the wrong way, following the TV and the system and the school, and everybody tells them do this, do that, but we're telling them the right things to do. But okay, so anyway, I'd like you to give us another 3 minutes of your closing thoughts, and then add your contact information. You could do either one before the other, how people, and please read your contact information slowly.
Sure.
Our people tell me that, and tell them
right.
about your book. Go right ahead.
Sure. So, you know, I always like to close by saying that, you know, one of the things that I discovered in really all my education about, you know, learning about health, which I'm excluding my Western medical education, is that it's actually incredibly simple to dramatically improve your life. And you think that it's not, but it's like, I'm telling you what, if you just do one thing, change one thing in your life, the statistics show that you can oftentimes cut your risk of cancers in half by just doing one thing. I mean, like, your body responds so strongly to anything that you do that is healthy. And if you combine more than one thing, those things usually multiply up together. They don't add up together. So it can become incredibly simple for you to really experience a remarkable improved state of health. So my new book, which, as I said, is going to be available on my brand new website, which got a facelift, and it's getting launched on Monday, the 22nd of February, good. And then you'll be able to pre-order my new book, which is called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, and the subtitle is Dr. Christine Horner's 30-Day Program to Extraordinary Health, Beauty, and Longevity. And my website is drchristinehorner.com. It's drchristinehorner.com. And you can sign up for my free newsletter. I also have a Facebook page, you know, so if you like a Twitter account, all that kind of stuff, and kind of keep up with my blogs and my comings and goings and get all those good tips for your health.
Right. I'm going to keep in touch with you and your assistant about ideas for other topics, other things that we could talk about, something different, because this is totally everything. We're making people aware, we're educating them, we're giving them new information, and there's so much new things. Health is growing like leaps and bounds.
It is.
Body, mind, spirit. Isn't that great?
So yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, all the emotional work, you know, that's being done, and, you know, even one thing we didn't even talk about was, you know, the energy, you know, medicine, kind of working with the human body, the electrical system of the body and the energy, you know, aspects of it, and, you know, that can have just absolutely profound balancing and healing effects, too.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much. This has been great, and keep up the great work, and also, if you ever go to any health shows in any place in California, please let me know. I'm going to be in touch with you and your assistant anyway. Because
I'll be at Expo West doing 4 book signings. Are you going to be there, the Natural Products Expo West?
Of course. I go there every year, all 3 days. What I like to do, when you go there, try to get over to the VIP reception that they have where you get to meet a lot of people. As I know a lot of people in there, and I'd love to introduce you to some major people.
Sure.
It would be good for you. I'm a networker. I know how to get people together and get new things. Also, there's a new FM radio station that asked me to help them get off the ground because I'm a radio guy, and that's going to be in the Los Angeles area. That's coming up in a few months, so I'm excited where we can talk about all these same things, because KPFK and there's a station down there, a Pacifica station in San Diego, and there's a station up north. There's five Pacifica stations around the country, and they're struggling. There's also PBS, and there's a number of things, but we want to be extremely, like you and I have just talk about everything, not only about health, but the body, mind, spirit, and how we can live better, how we can try to change the atmosphere of the world, because it's going bad, as you know. So I'm excited about all these things, but I'll be in touch with you. Thank you very much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Okay, great. Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Very good. What a great show. That was Dr. Christine Horner, board-certified plastic surgeon that turned into the change to holistic health. She got a new book about health and beauty, and she's just doing so many wonderful things. Ayurveda, just on and on. That's what I like about her. She's all around, and that's what this show is all about, all around. By the way, announcements. There's a number of health shows all around the country. Most of the biggest and the best shows are in New York City, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. There'll be some new things in New York that I'll be announcing in the next few weeks. There'll be a big show in the Bay Area, Northern California, coming up in another month and a half or so. But there's a big one this weekend coming, well, right now. It's going on right now. It started yesterday, the 19th. It's today, the 20th, and tomorrow, the 21st, Sunday, all 3 days. And if you're around on Sunday, you want to hit the show, our guest from last week, Liz Barris, talked about wireless radiation and all the effects of all the different electrical appliances, smart meters, cell phone towers, you name it, laptops, computers. And she is going to be on a panel discussing that issue. Come get over there and say hi to her if you want, if you're in the Los Angeles area. And if you're not, let me also give you my phone number and the phone number for people to call if they want to hear the show, if they don't have a computer or laptop. The phone number to call is, hear the show, is area 712-775-6850. My phone number for any thoughts, questions, or ideas of future shows, and I do get response from a lot of people, including we have a lot of people in New York, as we all know. And so you're welcome to tell me your thoughts and what you like, what you didn't like, and what you want to see and hear, and what's new. My number, 323-770. 1925. I'm working hard to make this one of the best shows in the world, especially my dedication of helping you and everyone stay younger, stay healthier, and live longer. And we're also really big on making this a better world through changing climate change, the GMO issue, cell phone radiation, and just a number of things that we talk about on this show. I'm blessed, I'm lucky, I'm happy, so I want you to be happy too. So let me let you know that in the next few weeks we have two major speakers coming on. Gerald Salanti, who many of you know, this in New York Trends Journal. He's going to talk about predictions on the newest things that are happening and going to happen in the all around this country, be it finances, money, possible depression, disasters, politics, what's going on around the world. And then we have another show after that, the same a week or two later, talking about the optimism, saying that these people have good thoughts and they're right. There will be some problems, but it may not be as bad as they say, because there's a lot of good things going on too. We're going to talk about both those issues in the next few weeks. So stay with us. I want to thank Jimmy D. He's been on a leave of absence, our producer here in L.A. I want to speak to our workhorse producer doing a lot of work, is Stuart Hassel. Thank you, Stuart. I want to thank also Lydia for getting us some great guests and helping me set up these shows. And also Lydia's going to be going to the health show this weekend, and we're going to be doing a lot of things there. Thank you, Lydia. I want to also thank the New York crew, which is Jason, the director of Progressive Radio Network. I want to thank our engineer today, Jesse. I want to thank Gary Null for having this station and being there with us and having his shows every 1 hour a week on PRN. He's on every Monday through Friday at 12 noon Eastern time. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank Dr. Christine Horner. What a great show. Second time we've had her on. She was on 6-7 weeks ago. The show didn't go on for various reasons. But stay with us. I've got great, great shows coming up in the next few weeks. Every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much. Signing off, this is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.